You're with The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. So it's not Bill Gates' Microsoft anymore. After a year of Satya Nadella's leadership, Microsoft is going through what seems like a cultural shift. I think profits are still the goal.
Yes.
Todd Geekwire's co-founder Todd Bishop joins us once again. And Todd, you said it's not Bill Gates' Microsoft. What does that mean?
That's right. So Bill Gates over the years was famous. His famous one-liner in private meetings was, "That's the stupidest blanking thing I've ever heard."
Wow.
That was Bill Gates. And, you know, for better or worse, he led that company to become essentially the dominant company of its kind in its era. And now you've seen Satya Nadella come along. And it's tempting to call it a kindler, gentler Microsoft. What they're calling it is a growth mindset, which doesn't mean what you would necessarily think it means. That would normally be a reference to revenues and growing the business over time. And that's obviously the end goal. But it's this whole idea of keeping an open mind and growing personally inside the company as managers and employees.
So last week, Satya Nadella sent a company-wide email, not public, but you at GeekWire got hold of it. What's the gist of this?
The gist is essentially over the past year and a half, he has made very difficult decisions, made job cuts, and started to put Microsoft on a different path. And the underlying message was about culture. Microsoft, for example, did not hold its company-wide meeting at Safeco Field this past year. They held a hackathon. One of the things that managers are now encouraging employees to do is to listen to each other and not talk over each other in meetings. And they're really trying to establish this mindset of the answers are not all in this room at Microsoft. They are potentially out there, and other ideas are things that Microsoft should embrace to be able to ensure another four decades of growth.
When Satya Nadella first got his job, there was a big reorg of divisions within the company. Then there were 18,000 layoffs,
that's right,
I believe. He announced another reorganization earlier in June. So what kind of change is building from what he's already done?
So the biggest change just over the past couple of weeks is the unification of Microsoft's Windows and Devices groups. So they're essentially even more adopting the Apple model, where the same leaders who are overseeing the operating system and the software are also overseeing things like phones and tablets. Ideally, that would lead to those tablets and phones being better and ultimately doing better in the marketplace than they are now.
I was just going to ask you, how is the public going to see the changes that he's doing?
That would be the manifestation of that change. This whole idea, for example, when you take out your Surface Pro 3 pen and you click the top of it, it automatically opens a OneNote file. And so that is an early leading example of the kind of change they want to make, where the hardware is tightly integrated with the software on Microsoft devices in a way that makes it a much more seamless and pleasant experience.
Todd Bishop is here, the editor of GeekWire. We're talking about Microsoft today. We know that part of Satya Nadella's task when he got the job at the head of the company was to play catch up, particularly in the mobile area. So I know for any corporation, the bottom line is making money, but you're talking about devices and integration. You're talking about cultural shifts within. How does this all play into making bucks?
Well, the whole idea is if they can actually adapt and not rely on their traditional revenue sources like Windows and Office, but start to make more money on apps for iOS and Android and really become and reinforce their position as a cloud computing powerhouse, things along those lines, they really need to find these new areas of growth. And that is really where this whole cultural shift is coming from and the need for major changes in how Microsoft operates.
So clearly Satya Nadella is different from Bill Gates and different from Steve Ballmer, who immediately preceded him. What are your sources at Microsoft saying about how the new message is being received?
People, I hesitate to say love, but they certainly like Satya. There is a certain element of a honeymoon period that's happening here, and I think it's up to him now to see whether he can sustain that. Now, everything is not perfect, and he was very careful in his memo, for example, to say that there will be tough choices ahead, which got interpreted in a bunch of different ways by a bunch of different people. I think my reading of it was not that they're going to be cutting divisions or cutting products, although they certainly will be looking at things like Windows Phone. I took it more to mean, hey, this is not the perfect state that we're in right now. There are going to be tough changes ahead, and people at the company need to be ready for that.
GeekWire editor Todd Bishop's with us. And before I let you go, I have to ask about the Amazon treasure truck saga. What are Amazon treasure trucks and what is their saga?
It's the Amazon treasure truck unveiled last week is literally a truck that drives around Seattle. Think of it as a daily deals site on wheels. It'll end up giving out products, you know, a few times a week. And the whole idea was that this would be a way to drum up attention. It's sort of Amazon getting into physical retail again without opening a retail store. This is sort of the pattern with them.
Okay, so that sounds like a nice, clever little thing. What happened?
They announced late Friday night that they would be delaying their first product, which was a stand-up paddleboard. They were going to give it out right at the shores of Lake Union and let people try it out right on the water. And it's a mystery. They will not explain why they had to cancel this. I thought it might be a permit issue, but I called the city this morning and it doesn't appear to be.
Are they planning to revive the idea of the treasure truck?
They are. But I think somebody inside Amazon had a very bad day on Friday night and Saturday because they hyped it just extensively all week and then pulled the plug at the last minute and had a lot of very frustrated customers.
Not the greatest business practice. Todd Bishop, co-founder and editor of the online tech news site GeekWire. Todd's a regular guest on The Record. Thanks. Always great to have you here.
Thanks, Marcy.